I'm gonna do is start drawing it out and making it longer and skinnier.
This is blacksmith Taryn Marks, owner of Brown County Forge, located off West 11th Street in Bloomington.
So blacksmithing has been around for millennia. It's one of the oldest professions. As soon as we figured out that we could heat metal up and change its shape to make tools, we were all over it. The blacksmith has been a pillar of human society because they were the people who could make things and fix things. And up until kind of industrialization, they were still a pillar of society. Everybody would have to come to them to get all these different tools fixed or made. So they've kind of been integral to society.
The need for your local blacksmith is vanishing. But Taryn is living proof that in 2018, people still become full-time blacksmiths. So how exactly does someone start a career that's dead? Taryn's journey began right out of college. He just didn't know it yet.
I graduated from Purdue in 2008, and as you may remember, that was kind of the peak of the housing crisis. I have a degree in construction management and one in psychology. So housing crisis, construction manager, not getting a lot of work, right? People could probably use a psychologist, but not without a master's. So I had to get very creative about how I made my living. And I had always thought about going out west and fighting fire. And I just figured out how to do it. So I went out and volunteered with AmeriCorps for a season, cutting down trees as a sawyer, and then used that as a way to get into the Forest Service as a wildland firefighter. I would be on a crew with 20 other people. So a lot of energy, a lot of stuff going on. And I guess in that sense, that reminded me how much I enjoyed solo work. So I can manage my own energy, I can do things on my pace and kind of my schedule.
Wildland firefighting is a seasonal occupation that requires only 4 to 5 months of work. This left Taryn in a bit of a pickle, not really having any work to do for 7 months.
So it's a standard part of firefighting to get laid off in October or November, and most people, or a lot of people that I know at least, will go skiing in Colorado and collect unemployment for those 7 months. And I can't stand up on a snowboard to save my life. And like I was saying earlier, I like to work with my hands. I like to make things. So I, again, wanted to get creative about it and find something fun to do with my off season.
And that something turned into enrolling in the John C. Campbell Folk School in Brasstown, North Carolina, where Taryn joined a 9-week work study program in blacksmithing.
And within the first 10 minutes of swinging a hammer at hot metal, I knew that I loved it. So I was completely hooked. At the end of it, we were asked to do basically a review of our experience. And I wrote down that I see this not so much as kind of a fun hobby, but more of a vocation. So vocation, it's a calling. It's something that called out to me and I responded back to it.
But Taryn still wasn't sure if blacksmithing was something he could pull off full time. He had started a blog about blacksmithing and began selling some of his hooks and home hardware, but it was still in that side hustle phase.
My goal starting out was to just be a maker. So I would make the products and sell them online or sell them at craft shows. But I saw this desire out there for blacksmithing instruction and hands-on sort of traditional trades instruction. I thought, I know enough about this, I could probably teach somebody how to do what I do. I didn't know who was gonna end up signing up for it. You know, I expected maybe some retired folks to come in because they've got some time, a little bit of money. But over the years, it ended up being the full spectrum of people. So, you know, 14 years old, all the way up to people in their 70s and young couples, everything in between. I typically play classical music in the shop because I like the difference between all the hard hitting and the hot metal, the noise, and being able to take off my ear protection and hear something that's beautiful and kind of, you know, got violins in it and all this, strings and those things. I had some students come in probably a couple years ago, and I was playing classical, and they just kind of had a weird look on their faces. I said, so not the music you expected? I said, did you expect heavy metal, right? And they said, no, we actually expected you to be playing country. Like, not what I expected them to say.
Ever listen to WFIU Classical Music with George Walker by chance?
Absolutely, I do. I listen to George just about every day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, even though it's never been easier to get tools or hooks in 2018, Taryn's story shows us that maybe blacksmithing isn't dead. It's changed. It's no longer just about high-quality items, but something more.
It comes back to that need, that human need to make things with our hands. We're a tool-making species. We need to create. And there's a disconnect when you can get everything you want at the store, you know, hooks or whatever it is, and most of your experience with made things is in a digital kind of environment. So I think there's still that attraction to having something physical that you can put together with your own hands. People are more than ever interested in experiencing something unique in real time, in real life. So the live music, blacksmithing, whatever it is, a traditional trade, and having an authentic experience, I think that's big for people.
Taryn has authored 4 books on blacksmithing, which evolved from his blog. He also just launched a podcast, DIY Blacksmithing. You can find out more about Taryn Marks and his blacksmithing classes by visiting browncountyforge.com. For WFIU Arts, I'm Rick Brewer.